Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friends Donald Hunter and Clara Villarosa back on the show. Donald and Clara are great members of our Brain Trust, and they join us at least this month every year to help us celebrate Black History Month. And Clara is an entrepreneur and an author and just an amazing person, folks. I don't think she minds me telling you that she's 86 years old. She just had her shoulder replaced just a few days ago, and yet she still insisted on being on the show today. She's one of our heroes. Clara Villarosa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And you sound like $1 million, Clara.
Really?
And
I don't quite feel that way.
I can imagine.
Sound that way.
I can imagine.
So
and you got daughters and granddaughters, right? Grandchildren, right?
I have a two daughters and a grandson and a granddaughter.
All right. And Donald Hunter's...
My granddaughter's in India now.
All right. Donald Hunter's here, too. He's a father and an entrepreneur and a certified financial planner and an investor and a contributor, a producer, I should say, of a lot of different kind of important content. And he's our good friend, Donald. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here this morning.
Good to have you here, and say hello to Clara.
Good morning.
Hi, Clara.
So, okay.
Good morning.
Okay, folks, it's Black History Month, and I want you to answer this question. When history looks back on President Obama, after they get through saying he made history by being the first African-American president of the United States, 20 years from now, what will history say about President Obama? Claire, what do you think?
Okay. I think that he will certainly be highly regarded. And people will begin to, as they look back and look at his legacy, they will begin to see exactly what he did. But not so much what he did, was how he did it, and what was going on around him when he did what he did. I don't think they appreciated immediately how much pressure there was, pushback against him. When you think in terms of what happened immediately after he was elected, the first thing that was said is we will prevent him from having a legacy.
But that was politics. I want to talk about what he actually accomplished. What will they say about what he accomplished? Not so much the politics, because that could take us all day long. What did he get done?
What he got done, develop a plan for infrastructure. What do we do in times when we have to look at the things that we need, and what do we do to provide jobs for people based on what we need to get done?
Right.
He provides affordable health care.
Yeah.
And it may not have been perfect, but at least he started down the road in order to
He did try to do that, whether it worked out or not. You got to give him an E for effort. Donald, what do you think?
I think he created an environment of tolerance, even though it may on the surface not appear to be that way. I think in the long run, he did open up a dialogue in a lot of different areas and included more people. He was an inclusive president. He also, on the business side, started the clean energy movement and really put a lot of effort behind that movement.
Well, that was more on the environmental side, because businesses didn't really like that. Right?
Well, businesses never like anything that threatens their their cash cow.
No, I agree with what you're saying. So in terms of race relations, what do you think is that he'll go down in history. Will they look back and say he contributed to race relations in America, or it was neutral, or he didn't contribute? What do you think, Claire? Quickly.
I think just by virtue of him being president, he contributed to race relations in demonstrating not only to people like himself that they could be president and they could wish and dream for things,
right,
but also for others to see somebody
right
in that position and
all right,
functioning.
That's a good point, Claire. I want to get Donald's point before we have to go. Go ahead, Donald.
I think he brought honesty to race relations.
Do you think he paved the way for the next black president? Or do you think he helped to hurt the next black president?
I don't. I mean, who knows when that might occur? But
right.
I don't think he hurt them.
Right, that's good. That's a good answer. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.